This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Israeli airstrike on South Lebanon killed at least 10 Syrians, according to Lebanese state media, and prompted retaliation from Hezbollah. Fears continue to grow that the conflict, which already plays out in daily cross-border strikes, could ignite the region unless ceasefire talks yield results. Reuters' Lisa Field.
The Israeli military said the airstrike targeted a weapons depot used by Hezbollah militants. But Lebanese news agency NNA said the victims of the strike on the town of Nabatieh were all Syrian citizens and that five people were also wounded. Israel and Lebanon's powerful armed group Hezbollah have exchanged tit-for-tat fire across the border, displacing many thousands of people on both sides since the Gaza conflict broke out in October. The strike, one of the deadliest in Lebanon since then, will stoke fears the Gaza war could inflame the whole region. Hezbollah said in a statement it had struck the Ayelet HaShahar kibbutz in northern Israel in retaliation for the Nabatieh strike. The Israeli military said two soldiers were wounded.
Fighters from Sudan's paramilitary group rampaged through a central village, looting and burning and killing at least 85 people, including women and children, according to authorities. Indian doctors launched a nationwide strike Saturday, escalating protests after the barbaric rape and murder of their colleague that has channeled outrage in the chronic issue of violence against women, Dr. Ankasha Tyagi.
Our main concern has always been the safety and security of the healthcare professional. We are actually posted for our duties for about like 36 hours, 24 hours, sometimes culminating to around 48 hours also.
The discovery of the 31-year-old doctor's bloodied body.